It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Renee Montagne is preparing a journey to Afghanistan today. I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. President Obama got Arab and Israeli leaders to coexist at dinner last night. He hosted them at the White House. The question today is whether they can find a formula to coexist in the Middle East. Israelis and Palestinians begin work at the State Department here in Washington. Their stated goal is to produce a peace deal within a year. Even as they talk, the news from the region suggests the challenges they face. We start in Washington with NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
President Obama seems determined to defy the skeptics. He says the U.S. can't impose a peace agreement or want it more than the parties, but he says his administration will not waver as it tries to help Israelis and Palestinians reach a two-state solution.
The goal is a settlement negotiated between the parties that ends the occupation, which began in 1967, and results in the emergence of an independent, democratic, and viable Palestinian state, living side by side in peace and security with a Jewish state of Israel and its other neighbors. That's the vision we are pursuing.
Before a working White House dinner, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas had their own private meetings with President Obama, and both had a chance to speak publicly about what they're expecting from this latest peace process. High on Netanyahu's agenda is the issue of security.
We want the skyline of the West Bank to be dominated by apartment towers, not missiles. We want the roads of the West Bank to flow with commerce, not terrorists.
He condemned the killing of four Israelis near Hebron on the eve of the White House summit. Still, Netanyahu said this wouldn't stop him from pursuing peace. He says he didn't come to Washington looking for excuses, but to find solutions.
President Abbas, you are my partner in peace. And it is up to us, with the help of our friends, to conclude the agonizing conflict between our peoples, and to afford them a new beginning.
The Palestinian Authority president also condemned the violence in the West Bank, but his focus now is on a partial moratorium on Jewish settlement building there that's soon to expire. Abbas urged Israel to freeze all settlement construction on land that he hopes will be part of a future Palestinian state. And through an interpreter, the Palestinian leader said he would work hard to reach a negotiated settlement.
We will spare no effort and will work diligently and tirelessly to ensure that these negotiations achieve their goals and objectives in dealing with all of the issues: Jerusalem, refugees, settlements, borders, security, water, as well as the release of all our prisoners.
The dinner last night also included Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak and Jordan's King Abdullah. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair was also there as a representative of what's known as the Quartet, the U.S., UN, European Union, and Russia. President Obama made clear that the Israelis and Palestinians need international support and need to, quote, seize this opportunity.
Neither success nor failure is inevitable. But this much we know. If we do not make the attempt, then failure is guaranteed. If both sides do not commit to these talks in earnest, then the long-standing conflict will only continue to fester and consume another generation. And this we simply cannot allow.
Today, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in the spotlight as the formal talks begin at the State Department. The Israelis and Palestinians are expected to lay out how they will proceed now that they've both set the goal of reaching a deal within a year. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.